What's up, listeners? JTM here, and I wanted to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Serviceware. Serviceware is an Apple-authorized service provider located in Pleasanton, California. This family-owned and operated business started in 1981 as an electronics repair shop and has since become an industry leader in both phone and computer repair for all of your Apple product needs. Owner Justin Carvacho is also an avid listener to the podcast. And as TGG's first official sponsor, we couldn't be more excited for the partnership. So next time your Apple product's on the fritz, cut the long lines at the Apple store and shop local. Head on over to Serviceware, where you can rest assured that Justin and his team will give it back to you better than they found it. Learn more at serviceware.com. That's servicewr.com. Enjoy the show.
There it is. A funky, soulful sound. You guys recognize the noise. Hey, it's me. It's JTM. We're back. As always, at the Advanced Creative Studio in the heart of the Livermore Valley at Vasco Road Makers District. It is a wonderful Wednesday, April.
Whatever day
we're
it is.
A few days away from 420, which I know we're all looking forward to. So, you know, mount up. Regulators! So, you know what I'm saying. Happy to be back. It's been a little bit, but we're cruising. We got lots to talk about today. We got a wonderful guest. No Matt, but that's okay. He's working hard. Which
doing
is fun.
Matt we're, you things, know, yeah.
The side quest. We all have our side quest. It's like his real quest. I guess we're the side quest.
We are the side quest.
But he's out there figuring it out. And it's good to be back. How you doing over there, Savannah Banana?
I'm doing good. I'm bananaing as best as I banana can.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I didn't give you your intro you requested.
That's so okay. Since you Matt could do it right now.
Yeah, we could do it right now. So I'm the one and only JTM in the kitchen. Happy to be here. And across from me is the one and only Savannah Banana. How you doing, Savannah Banana?
Banana canning.
Banana canning. Yeah. So, we've got news. We've got topics. We've got sandwiches. They ate theirs. I'm eating mine. I'm going to finish eating mine. I'm going to pass it off to Savannah and let her introduce our guest today.
I'm very excited. I met this guest shortly after recording the Corner Slice pizza episode because I hopped on in there.
Really set a tone.
To go and pick up some pizza and... made a connection. So today we have Janae Merritt. He is the founder, owner, and operator of the Muffin Lab, an independent business operating out of San Ramon and specializing in delectable English muffins with exciting flavors. You can find Janae and his family slash crew wheeling and dealing their goods at San Ramon Farmers Market, or you might find them grabbing some za at Corner Slice Pizza here in Livermore. Everybody, please, if you're there, give a hand out to Janae.
Give it up.
Oh, man. What
Hi.
An intro.
Welcome
Holy
in.
Smokes.
Amazing intro. Thank you for having me.
We're really excited to have you here. You were fun. You know what? I always know somebody's really cool when, because you were like, well, what do I got to get on the podcast?
That's right.
We ran and I was just like, I don't know. I kind of played it. I played it sassy, as I'm sure nobody's surprised at all. And you invited Nakoa and I out to the San Ramon Farmers Market to
Absolutely.
Come see what was up.
They obliged.
And I was like, you know what? Bet. Like, I'll be there. And we showed up and it was fucking great. And that is why you're here today. It was awesome. You weren't lying. Your kids were there. It was super cute. I'd love a family business. Mm-hmm. But the muffins are so good. Your packaging is great. You have great energy. You're a cool guy. So we're excited to have you on today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It's when I met you at Corner Slice, it was I had to definitely stand on the word. So I got to get these people out to the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. Please try it. And sure enough, you showed up. And you loved it, and so here we are. But looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, man.
I had a great time. That really set my day up. Like, I had such a great day. I went home and I wrote a lot after that. Like, I was feeling all inspired. It was great. I mean, Ofa's was out there, too, which I told you I love Ofa's a lot. They're at our farmer's market. We just need to figure out how we can get you to Livermore on Thursdays, because I would love that.
Well,
selfishly.
Early shout out is like, shout out, not even shout out. It's a... You know, we're a small business podcast, generally independent businesses, and more. One day we'll just be the variety show, bring back the old Dean Martin variety show. But we emphasize on small businesses, and entrepreneurs and people doing shit. And what you did in the story, which is just like, let's just get to a tip. It's like, tell people to support you, ask people to support you. And they will surprise you.
You Savannah, pitched it, yeah.
If Savannah never went, you guys might not run into each other for another year.
Yeah.
But you sold your business.
It's true.
You said, come see me.
Confidence, too.
I'll take care of you. And she showed up.
Yeah.
So, like, that's we're just going to start with one. Like, ask for the sale, y'all.
Yeah.
Ask for the sale, and people will, and they will come through.
I play hard to get, but I'm such an easy sale, dude. Like, I always tell people, I'm like, just upsell me. Like, yeah. I'm such an easy sell. I play hard to get, but it's such a front.
All in with deuces.
It's important. You know, you always hear about the 5-minute pitch.
Yeah.
No one has 5 minutes these days. So you got to pitch it really quickly, talk what you can talk, and then get people to come out. And mm-hmm. then when they come out, you take care of them, mm-hmm. and hopefully it lives up to the expectation that you
set. It did.
There was the muffin. First time in podcast, like Corner Slice really set the tone as far as just, they brought in food. He finished the pies here. Yeah. They were complete, you know, they were done. But Janae literally just made us English muffins.
And you guys will see that. Yeah. We'll post the videos of that. But yeah. Like you said, started the tone off, right? Like,
let's go.
Passion is coming in heavy this season, which I really like. I feel like, here's the thing. We're going to want to get into you and how everything got started, but I feel I would be remiss if we didn't bring up you being at Corner Slice and also where mm-hmm. you're from, because you are a Brooklyner, correct?
1,000%.
Okay.
So I'm a New York kid, definitely from Brooklyn, Crown Heights, giving a shout out. Those who know exactly where I'm talking about, Utica and Park Place.
Mm.
But what brought me to Corner Slice was just the thirst and to look for amazing pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife found this location out in Livermore, right where our kids play volleyball, and shot over, had a bite of this amazing pizza, and instantly it brought me back to New York. So by far, it was the closest thing to New York pizza that I have ever had. And
big ups, y'all.
That's straight up. Amazing pizza. It had a great blend of New York mm-hmm. and Neapolitan.
Mm-hmm.
And just mm-hmm. enough to get the fold, but not too bulky.
It
was great. So you apply that to his skill and everything they throw on top of that pizza. And it's,
yeah.
I mean, that's an endorsement.
100. Man, I know. Well, that's a soundbite right there.
Yeah.
No, and it was our first. I mean, a lot of the time this is, you know, we generally have an interaction or a couple. But that was our first time meeting the Corner Slice crew in this capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And you never would know what to expect. We always, you know, our guests kill it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they were so dialed for like a young business couple.
Yeah.
Like the way they talked about the products, they've been thinking about this for a long time. Yeah,
methodical.
Time. Mm-hmm. And they were an impressive couple. And can't wait for Corner Slice 2 in Hillside Livermore. But for now,
downtown.
We got one.
I'm a very selfish person. And I'm trying to get everybody out all the places where I want them.
Any way to shorten my commute. But otherwise, we're happy to have you, Janae.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming down. The muffins were awesome. And I mean,
got to try the OG muffin.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I got to try all the flavors except for one. And now I can't figure out which one it was.
Maple bourbon.
Yeah. So you have...
blueberry.
What you guys tried was the simple and fluffy,
mm-hmm.
and so that's your base,
mm-hmm.
And everything else is developed from that. So mm-hmm. you have your blueberries and honey, you have bourbon and maple,
mm.
and you have now chocolate cloud wonder. So make sure you had that.
Oh, okay.
There's also orange juice and dates.
Also, Nicole's OnlyFans name.
Wow.
I almost made a joke about the simple and fluffy one, but I let it slide. And then I couldn't. To me, that was a sign. I had to do the second one.
That's Nicole. Everyone's got their side quest. Everyone's got their side quest.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I mean, before the origin story, like, let's get into the business. So, like,
yeah.
You know, the inception, you know, what is it? What are the products you're selling? You know, you're still in a pop-up capacity.
In a pop-up capacity. We do deliveries as well.
Okay.
We ship globally.
Sick.
Yeah, absolutely. The places that we've shipped thus far has been Lisbon, Australia.
Oh, wow.
We ship far as west as Hawaii, the Hawaiian
nice.
Islands, and of course, nationally.
I'll have to take some notes, bro.
No, please don't.
I want to be global, bro.
Right?
What?
And so I guess, if anything, just to jump into the inception, if that was your question.
Yeah.
So it started off just wanting to make... the best breakfast sandwich, right? Not even English muffins, just the best breakfast sandwich.
This is important.
I was just tired of having like the sloppy thing you would typically find. Now, mind you, there's some folks out there that make amazing breakfast sandwiches that have that aesthetic, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Sloppy egg, you get a piece of meat, cheese is oozing everywhere, and it's great. Mm-hmm. But the key thing was the English muffin, mm-hmm. right? The English muffin, it's like dry, it's flat, and it's crumbly. So I figured, let me first figure out how to make a really good English muffin. Mm-hmm. Took a little bit of that recipe, did my own thing, came up with my own piece. Mm-hmm. From there, I was like, you know what? But you got to have something classy. Mm-hmm. Because no one wants to walk around with the usual thing. Like, you know, I don't want to get completely full. I don't yeah. want to have a sloppy thing. I don't want to feel like I have to work out after I ate this thing. Mm-hmm. So you come up with a beautiful egg and a piece of meat that people or some type of protein mm-hmm. or vegetarian or not, that's going to entertain the English muffin itself. Mm-hmm. And so we come up with two amazing sandwiches thus far. I've got a couple more that I'm working on. But the first one is a 10-hour smoked tri-tip,
so good.
Steamed egg, microgreens, some house-made pickled onions that I love to do these days, mm-hmm. And a beautiful barbecue sauce on a toasted, simple and fluffy bun.
I was like, that's barbecue sauce on English muffin?
Oh, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
go.
That's okay. Right. Every single time. And then the vegetarian version, really quickly, is the sliced sweet potatoes roasted in bourbon and maple.
Okay.
Then you have a cheddar and feta crisp that's placed on top, that's melted on top, along with those microgreens, house-made pickled onions again.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a sexy
These muffins came up business casual, okay?
Pretty much.
Oh, man.
If you're going to do it, you put 110% into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah don't well, go sloppy.
So this is, I talk about this probably only with myself, but I feel like I have the conversation with people more, but I'm sure it's just me. But like breakfast sandwich fandom and culture is I didn't grow up on the East Coast, but my dad was born and raised in Connecticut till he was about, you know, mid 20. We took trips out there and just like we're food people. Right. And for me, you know, it's California. A lot of people are going to say breakfast burrito. You know, you could ride That's a horse right. with a breakfast burrito or save the world with a breakfast. Like it makes sense.
Yeah.
But like. The breakfast sandwich, to me, is just where it's at, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason, maybe the West Coast, maybe California, maybe the Bay Area, and you can find them. But like, why isn't every town? What's with our breakfast sandwich culture?
Has anyone felt that
before? I just make assumptions, but like, it's like, you know, Wingen does a great breakfast sandwich. Every once in a while, you get lucky and you find the donut shop that microwaves their mm-hmm. eggs, and it's just nostalgic, and you're like, that'll do. Mm. But like. We don't really have the breakfast sandwich spots.
No.
I do like something on the go, too. Mm-hmm. I think I love the Ventos are sandwich people.
The Ventos,
we like our
yeah.
sandwiches.
Whereas like New York.
Specifically, I love a breakfast sandwich.
You walk out and they're on every corner.
Yeah.
More, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. And sandwich and coffee. And then you go.
Maybe it's because like you're saying it's the culture of, mm-hmm. of like the faster pace.
The movement for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which makes sense. But like we could have. Yeah, well, yeah, fair enough.
I know. I guess we're pretty fast paced, though, too. So what's our excuse?
I don't know.
But I think
avocado toast.
Damn it, avocado toast.
$17.99.
For real.
But again, I think you can both hit it. You know, it's the burrito is king out here.
Yeah.
It works. It makes sense, right? Yeah.
It's a quick wrap. It's good to go. But it's not elevated. And that was the goal, mm-hmm. is to elevate the breakfast sandwich. But before that, the medium is really the English muffin itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you elevate the English muffin? And mm-hmm. that's what I'm trying to impress upon the audience.
So I'm getting the impression from you that you are a very thoughtful and very methodical person. And this is...
English muffin takeover?
Yes, but also I have the suspicion that you take this type of attitude towards a lot of different things in your life. Mm-hmm. Am I correct in this suspicion?
You're competitive, aren't you?
Very competitive. My wife would say I'm good at these things, but not these things. However, yes, very competitive. I don't like to start something and not finish it. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to do something, it'll be 110%. A quick side quest, if I have to clean something, I really want to make sure that thing is clean.
Yo.
Okay, wait, here we are.
Same.
Don't you dare ask me to clean something quick, because it's not going to be quick.
Yes.
It's going to be hours long. Mm-hmm. You either give me the time to do it so I can get my little toothbrush out and scrub every mm-hmm. like or don't.
Well, and I'm not ignoring you, like, because like I may, maybe I didn't do when you asked me to.
Yeah.
But it's because I didn't have the 45 minutes. Because if I'm gonna clean the shit,
yeah,
I'm pulling the stove out.
But I think that's think that goes for everything though. Probably that we do. I'm the type of person of like, if I don't have the time to dedicate to it to make it as good as I want, it's not gonna get done right then. It's gonna get done when I can set the time aside. I don't just like to do things like half ass. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that, you know, that's
pull everything out. Soak it in the sink.
You need to blow the leaves in the backyard. Well, no, if I'm blowing the leaves, we're picking the weeds. I'm gonna do that. We're doing it.
We're doing everything.
Yeah. Why else are we back here? Mm-hmm. I've already set it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, why build the kitchen just to make a single sandwich? No, we're gonna let's throw a party.
Might as well do it all. We're here.
Call up the friends.
And I think like as well, you can't perfect something without taste testers, without people, you know, diving in. So I've got a crew at home. I've got kids. My mother-in-law lives with us. So she is the supreme taste tester. You take everything with a bit of salt, but at the same time, you get it out to the audience. You get it out to the public.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like an example, I hope I'm not jumping the gun here.
No, it's just yours.
Jump the gun. Yeah.
Jumping it. And this weekend at the farmer's market, I'm debuting another English muffin that I'm trying out. So it'll be samples until they run out, but I'm making a strawberry shortcake English muffin. So a little bit of dessert, still within the realm of slicing face down salted butter on that cast iron pot.
Yeah, what goes on there? What's the protein on that?
Well, that's the thing. You can...
That feels like
bacon.
It feels like ham, right? Or
I encourage all imagination. Yeah. So when people come up to the market and they say, hey, can I try that sandwich on a... orange juice and dates.
Mm-hmm.
That sets me on fire. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, you're walking away with that without paying for it.
Here, mate.
I'll take a Coke, two Cocos and a,
That's right.
I'm thinking egg. I'm thinking spinach. I'm thinking bacon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, actually, you know what? Let's do what's your, I won't say your goat, but go to breakfast sando build. Go.
I mean, I keep it pretty classic of whatever good bread we have around. Bacon, egg.
Be specific, because
it's whatever we have.
Croissants are different than English muffins. Are different than semolina.
No, we don't do croissant.
Croissant.
We're not like the. You know how people go to Costco and they're like, I'm going to eat these croissants for the next whatever. I don't do that.
It's too many.
Got 36 of them.
I don't need that many. They're not good enough to buy that many for two people. I'm sorry.
No, so your English. So English muffin is your preference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same.
Because I also like to feel like I have multiple. Do you know what I mean?
If I had to smash two English muffins, I would.
Yeah. It feels, I don't know, it feels better in my brain to feel like, look at all my snacks. And then I get to
put in my pocket.
Well, and I liked it when we got them because we did an extravaganza of the breakfast sandwiches. Yeah. And the one that I really, our mixture that I loved was the blueberry one. Was the blueberry muffin.
If you guys, are you going this weekend? Because if you do, grab muffins for me. And
that's why I was asking if you're going this weekend, because I have to pick my brother-in-law up.
Here's what I would suggest.
Damn it. We'll figure that out.
And here's what I'm telling most people. Well, actually, I tell everyone when they come to the market, your best value is to get them delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get them delivered, you're getting them straight from the oven. And everything is timed, right? So you want yours hypothetically at whatever time, and personally wants it, whatever.
Okay.
I'm getting it to you at that moment. So this way, be that morning, be that somewhat toward the evening, you're getting more a fresher product than you would at the farmer's
market. Finish selling that, because can I order delivery whenever? Is it particular times?
Absolutely. You can order it whenever. The website is always open, muffinlab23.com.
Okay.
You can always get on there, always deliver it. If for some reason there's an issue and you don't understand it for whatever reason, you can always DM me on Instagram. Same thing, muffinlab23.
Sounds like I'm getting some muffins delivered this weekend.
Absolutely.
And one of the things, your packaging's absolutely fantastic, and I don't want us to miss on it, because it was one of the things that I noticed first is that, one, that, you gave us in a really, and what we don't have is even the bag. The bag is a nice fabric bag.
Oh, really?
And it comes in, I mean, look next to Jeremy, look at Jeremy, this is where it's going to be.
Hello.
Right next to him is literally the packaging. Yeah. And then even, I know you were saying it's not that great. Even this one, I think, is fantastic. Like, you have your logo all over it. And I love that you put in the instructions. Mm-hmm. And those matter. We talked about it a little bit before we got on camera. But I love that. I appreciated that. I pulled it out. I took a look at it. We were able to prepare our muffins exactly precisely. And they were so fucking good. Well, and I appreciate where you go from the, you know, top to bottom of your whole business. You care a lot about it. And this is what I mean by, like, you strike me as somebody who is methodical. You strike me, and I don't want to say perfectionist because that's kind of a negative word sometimes, but like, you clearly really care and you think about this a lot.
The complete delivery is what you're seeing here.
I appreciate that.
Which is important. And it's easier said than done. I think we said the same thing about Corner Slice in the last episode. Most small businesses, and not more out of necessity, don't have the time or the experiential bandwidth to put this kind of stuff on your to-do list because I just got to get the product out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the product may be fire, but I guarantee the muffins taste better out of this box than they do this one. You know what I mean?
It's interesting. You know, when you first start off, you know, all you have to stand on is that product you're pushing out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if there's a way to leave a lasting memory experience on someone, mm-hmm. is to provide them with something they can either use again mm-hmm. or something they can refer to. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm all about the visual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are a lot of visual folks, hence the cart. So you'll see some awesome icons and some verbiage at the bottom on how to do X. Mm-hmm. So as much as I can do to leave that impression on you, that's going to be the goal.
Yeah, and heck yeah, which we can appreciate. Yeah.
I love good packaging.
Packaging is fun. Yeah, mm-hmm. When I was over at the DKV and even like dispensary, I think cannabis packaging.
Oh, the dispensary has really like some of the brands over there are really great. They nail it.
Fun and they kind of have to because it has to be childproof, so they make puzzles out of them.
Yeah,
but like packaging is a fun department that like I hope one day when you know we're TTG and JTM in the Kitchen Enterprises, like I can walk in and be like, hey guys, you need some help? And they're like, get the fuck out. But like, it's like it's a good time. It's a good time. Yeah. This stuff is fun. The creative portion. So
one thing that we haven't gotten into, and I want to get into it, is tell us about you. How did you get started in this? And this isn't your full time job.
Well, surprise! currently, it is.
It is
it
okay.
It has been.
Congrats!
I was stalking a little bit on LinkedIn. You may have noticed.
I know, right? LinkedIn, stop telling people that I'm creeping on.
No. I appreciate the stalking. It's great. But I worked for a bit in tech. Mm-hmm. Biotech at first and tech later on. And
Genentech, right?
Genentech?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to call me out, huh?
Sorry. We're going to take that.
No.
We're going to take that out.
So totally fine. It was a great experience. I worked there for about, 12 years and then bounced around in the tech space. And my last role was actually with Meta where I...
See, that was the one I wouldn't have said. I wouldn't do you dirty like
that. No. The main reason why I mention it is because it has a lot to do with what I love to do on a daily basis. And that's a little bit of diversity inclusion, some project management, program management. And it's not so much color this, color that. It's more the inclusive piece.
You know,
how can we get people to work on X program collectively in a more effective and fun way? And so that's what I love to do. But since they let go like a massive amount of folks, I was left out like with many others on what's next. Mm-hmm. And for me, I definitely don't like to sit around and not do anything. Mm-hmm. Twiddling the thumbs.
I'm not shocked by that at all.
Thank you. Too kind. And so came up with this amazing product, mm-hmm. realized that my kids were eating way too much of it. Then it branched out to family members and then tried it with different friends. Mm-hmm. Right. And so started this, believe it or not, last June.
Okay.
Laid off, I believe in April.
So it hasn't even been a year?
No.
And this is like what your packaging looks like, and this is what your product is.
Burn the
like,
ships. Burn
the ships.
The
and
ships.
Storm the beaches. Matt's still here with us.
No, that's why not? Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of this visual aspect comes from what I'd love to do as well in the corporate space, and that was build decks.
Okay.
So, and that's for those folks who aren't in the business world, that's. PowerPoint or some type of visual deck that's going to help mm-hmm. Promote X thing in project timeline.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're a it reads visual learner, visual creator.
Yes.
Great branding here.
Thank you.
The Muffin Lab, 23.com. Delivery now, any day of week. We'll see you Saturday.
Get it.
We're all over the place. And I wrote a note here and it's more of a hard transition, but we like to recommend books. When we can. Mm. And the way you talked about, when we were talking about, you know, joking around with cleaning And if you're going to do something, you might as well set yourself up to do it. A book that I haven't started reading yet, but wanted to throw out there for everybody, for us. And I'm butchering the name a little bit, but it's 10X is easier than 2X is more or less the name of the book. And while I haven't got into it yet, it goes into exactly the ideology of, like, if we're going to clean it, we're pulling the stove out. And like my guess is, like, the time that it takes to 2X, you might as well plan for scaling. And there's a whole lot of nuance in there, and I haven't read the book yet, but it's a thought process that I'm actively in right now, because I'm in the same boat right now. But it's a book recommendation. Does it resonate? Does it take you anywhere in where you're at right now in your business?
That's an amazing segue, by the way.
All right,
I want to call you out on that. That was great.
Accidents happen. Accidents happen. We planned that.
Yeah. coincidentally, yes. In regards to scaling, not so much. Not so much between 2 and 10, but just in general. I'm at a point now where I'm trying to move from my cottage kitchen, so you get approved by the county, can work out of your home, to try to transition into some type of commissary or shared kitchen space.
Okay.
From that space, from that standpoint, you start to plan out that, again, that 5-10 year plan, or 6-9 month plan, where, okay, well, from that point on, do I want to get this product into a grocery store, or do I want to do it at X scale without sacrificing the product integrity? How do we keep it? Because that always happens, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the big
part
fear.
Of scaling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do I want to keep it small batch and keep it, you know, profile enough so that you get that business to come in on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, whatever it is you're trying to scale to? Or do I go insane?
That's the battle. So you're moving quickly then.
Yeah.
That's because the cottage, you know, so I'm
kind of. You didn't come here to fuck around.
Yeah.
That's
so
for
you
sure.
Start, you know, you went all in last June. I'm sure you've been thinking about the dream and the idea, you know, plenty before that. And nearly a year later.
Yeah.
You're looking to move on up.
Yeah, possibly get some type of mobile thing, possibly a trailer.
Okay.
Or, again, you have a lot of these mini segues or alternate routes you can take.
Yeah.
Thoughts on, because you mentioned a commissary, which might just be the next viable step or very intentional. And the question is like, thoughts on a brick and mortar versus the freedom of being mobile? Is that intentional, or is that just the natural progression? Commissary first, and then you get where you get.
Commissary first, definitely, as it lays the foundation for using larger scale tools, machinery, knowing how things work from a junior perspective, from my layman's terms of understanding really anything. So the good and bad thing from my perspective, from my point of view, is I don't have that go to school baker's training or the pastry chef training. So I'm all not so much YouTube learned or influenced, but I'm a fail fast kind of guy.
Yeah.
If it works, great. If it fails, okay, we'll figure out what's the segue.
Mm-hmm.
And so moving into the commissary kitchen versus moving to a brick and mortar first would be like pain, painful. But the idea of moving to a brick and mortar, I've definitely entertained the thought.
Okay.
Getting into a place where I could possibly a small, you know, venue, nothing massive, but just to stay, I don't want to say stay in my lane, but really just to stay in my focus of creating something that I know I can master. I think that's important.
Yeah.
So yeah, that hasn't escaped me either.
Sick. Livermore, California?
Potential. Just a suggestion.
Yeah. We don't have to do spoiler alerts.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we talk about Livermore. So, you know, listeners, you might be your first time listening. You might be listening because we have, you know, the Muffin Man, Janae himself. great inside joke, which we won't tell you here. You have to subscribe $19.99 a month and we'll give you the backstory on that.
Nice.
It's going to work one day.
When we get our landing page up, maybe.
Yeah, it's going to work one day. Damn it. Did I lose track? No, we're TTG. We're Through the Grapevine. Hospitality-centric podcast, wine, food, entertainment, fun, variety show, right? Dean Martin. We love this place in Livermore, California, but we you know, we've tailored our audience, and we're Tri-Valley, right? That's who we are, right?
Absolutely.
And we love the cities around us. They're all, you know, they're all very different, but there seems to be something happening uniquely here relative to that food and beverage uprising, new businesses. You know, Danville's downtown has been great, and it is what it is.
Right.
Dublin isn't real.
You know,
San Ramon has the San Ramon has the Bishop Center. That was what they got to build.
Right.
Livermore has a classic town, and Pleasanton's awesome too. But just it's a sleepier town, different vibe. Maybe 20 years from now, Livermore is the place where it seems to be like bustling, and people want to be here. You know, not that you've landed on a place yet, but relative to the Tri-Valley, if you're landing in here, like you've thought about that, where are you at?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've investigated a few places, and I've loftily thought of one that's slightly out of the Tri-Valley. Livermore, for one, to stay on that point, is great. It's definitely a growing city, especially the downtown space. There's a massive area that's being developed, and then there's a couple of spaces that I believe are looking for small businesses to occupy. So I have investigated those, but again, there's the overhead. There's just a couple of elements that I need to, again, get a heftier foundation on before I move to that space. One other location, I don't mean to segue outside of the Contra Costa area, but Treasure Island is something else that I've been thinking about.
Oh, that would be cool.
So,
all right.
Yeah, so Treasure Island's another growing space.
Going home.
Why not?
I'd love it.
You got to pass it. Yeah. You got to pass it every day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Treasure Island and then Sonoma.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Sonoma, the square.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're fond of Sonoma. You're not just popping up there for
you. Let me tell you, I love Sonoma simply for the weather, simply just the ease of just the lifestyle. But that also is mimicked here in the Tri-Valley.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I feel
Sonoma has a good energy too. We talk about that often. Yeah. It's a more great quality of anything that you want up there, but a more casual, looser vibe than what you'll get in Napa.
Yeah. And in Sonoma, the city to Sonoma, the full region in AVA, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And I think, Paul Halverson's ears are tingling right now.
He hears this time out.
I mean, how do you not love that place? It's still got that Wild West, you know, like Livermore here, but, you know, a little different, a little more farmlands and what it's just, how do you, yeah, what? Sonoma's a beautiful place.
But there's more discounts within the growing space of Livermore. So,
okay.
So that hasn't lost its intention with me. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, take that a layer, you know, if that's the first time someone's heard that. What do you mean by the discounts?
So for those within a space looking to start a business that you might be under, let's just hypothetically say tech or food or some type of other industry, there are certain benefits you can look for within the city of a Livermore. And based on what your perceived volume is, how large a space you need, these could all be beneficial to finding X discounts
on
those spaces.
So the city is actively invested in trying to continue developing this particular landscape that has worked, which is
We talk about it all the time of why we think people should live here and why we think people should open businesses here. Mm-hmm. There's another reason. Add it to our long list.
This is the place, man.
Yeah. Head down to the city. What is it called? The city center or the city hall.
Hall.
There are great people down there that you can actually connect with on the spot. Mm-hmm. The pull up maps of the location that you're possibly interested within Livermore and with great detail. Mm-hmm. And you can go over what might be viable to you,
man,
what works, what doesn't work.
I love that.
Well, I hate to sign you up for something, Paul, but and both of you might have, because Paul loves Sonoma and we joke with him and he laughs. He never says no, but Story Coffee Sonoma meets Muffin Lab. You might get a breakfast sandwich and a nice cup of coffee one day. Who knows?
Hang on. Dreams. Did I say Sonoma or did I say Livermore?
You said Livermore, but okay.
Jeremy went back a little bit.
Yeah, I went back a little bit.
Don't worry about Jeremy. He's fine.
I'm going to catch up. Don't worry.
Don't worry about him. He had that extra shot espresso today that we said he shouldn't have had, and he did it anyway.
My heart's still there. We just got back last week.
Nice.
No, start here. And then when Story Coffee goes, you guys just, you know, you mash up, you know, you guys
Story
go super.
Story Coffee better not leave.
No,
Story Coffee's great.
Expand, thank you.
Yeah, expand.
I want specific words.
That makes
no, fake,
I want specific.
No fake news here, Jeremy.
Don't read them between the lines, guys. There's nothing there. So, okay. So we see, I want more about this New York, the origin story, the sophomore year in high school. It doesn't have to be that specific, but you're the first New Yorker we've had on the podcast.
I like that, by the way.
You don't have to be nice. Yes. That wasn't a good accent.
It's better than my English accent.
Isn't seen much.
It's more Australian, but New Zealand meets.
Don't be nice to him.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
He didn't want to go further. He would have gotten worse.
In my outside voice, would have lost my very man. But give us that, because it's cool. New York is a vibe. It's a spirit. The people are uniquely their own. It's a lifestyle. What brought the New York kid to Cali, the Wild Wild West? Who were you back then? I'm curious your ethnic background, because I want to take a guess, but I don't want to botch it. I'll do that off air. Who's the guy?
Before I get into that, I'd love for you to take a guess.
So something tells me, I think you're a blend like myself.
I'm a total blend.
Something tells me you're African American, European, and like Sri Lankan or something.
Wait, don't tell him everything yet.
No, I won't tell you everything, but I'll tell you with, 23
and me.
23 and me,
28 and me.
28 different flavors?
Yeah, 23 and me, yeah. You get like, I didn't know why it was all of these things.
That's why.
However, with all that, yes, but two main things. So you got one correct, and that was African American, yeah.
Okay.
Not European. That's general. I was like,
too general. Yeah.
Don't even look at the name, because the name is a throw.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm thinking. Wait. Yeah. So he's saying
Native American.
He was saying
great grandmother, but
okay. No. Those are my guesses.
He said European, and you're saying no.
No.
I'm okay.
No. Yeah.
I know, right?
You got it.
Don't tell us until the end. Don't tell us until the end.
You got some island vibes in you? Are you Polynesian?
No.
Like,
mm-mm. See, these 50 Shades of Beige, man, it's tough, man. Yeah, you can be anything.
Super hard.
If you were in Cuba, I'd be like, that's a Cuban man.
Are you Turkish?
Not Turkish.
Am I close?
No.
No, not Eastern Eastern European?
No.
All right, we'll give it. All right, give it.
Okay, fine. Give it to us.
Give it to us. All right, yeah. I'm from.
No. Part of Europe, so.
Okay, that counts.
Central America.
Okay.
Honduras.
Okay.
Honduras.
We didn't do anything Latin. Look at
all good. All good.
We're ashamed.
But I'll tell you, my Spanish is horrible. We went to Colombia, and my wife had to do all of the translating. My mom moved here when she was 7 from Honduras, and unfortunately, she moved to Kentucky. And there she lost all of her ability to speak Spanish for some reason. Either way.
Because literally no one in Kentucky does.
Back in 1950, 60-something. Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't happening.
Damn.
From New York, it was an amazing time to grow up there, I guess, just for anyone. I went to, I was always a social butterfly. Mm-hmm. Oh, just love to hang out with people, love to hang out with good people. Always about, but just very, very driven in regards to wanting to just be, like you said, competitive. Mm-hmm. But I was one of those hyperactive kids. So I didn't really know how to hone it all. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're just bouncing around. Only figured it out when I was 30.
Same. That's us.
Don't worry about it.
Don't give up, guys.
Yeah, don't give up. 30. And grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Went to school in Queens, and I went to a school called Aviation High School. Now,
I want cool names like that in California. Man.
I like Queens.
The Bay Area
a lot.
Is dope. Sorry.
New York people make fun of me because I like Queens. I thought it was gorgeous. There's brick everywhere. I'm like, this is beautiful. We don't have brick on the West Coast, and everybody, all the New York people, are made fun of me the rest of the trip. I didn't know.
Ask her. She likes Queens. That was funny.
Aviation High School wasn't your standard high school. It was quite different. There were almost
were
no.
Were you guys flying stuff?
Were we who?
Flying stuff.
Yeah, we were learning how to fix airplanes.
It wasn't
so like
just
the name was actually topical, and it wasn't just for bullshit.
Absolutely, it was a vocational high school.
Oh, that's cool.
You had the ability to graduate with, you can actually stay an extra year and get both licenses, but you could stay one year to get a power plant or an airframe license. Power plant, that's the innards, if you will, just your hydraulics and all of those fun bits. And
that's so cool.
And your airframe is obviously just the outer part of the aero.
Okay, so they're building engineers out there.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
I love that.
Yeah, at the time, when I was in high school, I'm going to date myself, when folks graduated, they're like, yeah, we're going to go to TWA Airlines. And a lot of folks came in who worked there for a bit. I believe it was TWA. And the next day they could no longer get in because it shut down.
Damn.
The amazing opportunities for folks to graduate with an actual certificate that allowed you to work on actual aircraft was amazing.
That's awesome. Hmm. Yeah. We need more vocational schools. I'm a strong believer of that.
I think they're good. So I was listening to a conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought about it in depth until I kind of heard them chat about it. And I was on board. I think the world of vocational schools and skill and trade butchers, airplane
apprentice
engineers
focus. Mm-hmm.
We'll come back. And the topic was like AI. Because while AI will consume a lot of jobs and already is, it can only be so perfect. And this is only one of the reasons. The conversation was, you know, it's not the only reason why vocational schools might become popular again. But like the
where was this conversation taking place?
This was YouTube. It was Think Media. Okay. And it was a actually I can. I know. I'll link, Jeremy, you're going to link.
We're terrible at our sources.
In the bio. But they were talking about that as far as the, you know, having specialists to be able to continue to, you know, do exactly that, be specialist and be hired to, you know, tailor the machine that is becoming AI. Mm-hmm. So it was an interesting conversation. I'm not doing the best job of kind of summarizing it, but like thoughts on just the topic though, as far as like trades and vocational schools.
We did a weird like overcorrection mm-hmm. within the last 30 to 40 years in regards to higher education, where a lot of people were told to go to a 4-year university and kind of focus in mm-hmm. academia or get out of academia and go get whatever job with whatever degree. Yeah. We now have a crisis of debt. Mm-hmm. In the nation, like that's just kind of like a fact. And a lot of people have left the careers that they went to school for. So now they're paying a lot of times these student loans and for what? For something that they didn't get into.
Yeah.
And so reshaping the conversation to focus on trades because they're extremely important. Mm-hmm. Our infrastructure is not great in the U.S. and it needs to actually get better. And that's focus on vocation mm-hmm. in regards to things like actually building like good infrastructure. But to your point, like apprenticeship of skilled labor,
yeah. mm-hmm.
like that is going to, and I feel like I'm picking up what you're putting down of like, that can only really come back if we fulfill certain other things. Mm-hmm. And I had a conversation with my boss early last semester, because we have students come in all the time that need help with their papers. And it's really interesting because there's times where we're like, why are they like, why are they here? Like, why are they getting an education, like, in a 4-year institution to leave school to do what? Like, it doesn't seem like this is what they want to focus in. And then it makes you scared because you're like, I don't know who told them that they need to be here. Mm-hmm. But now we're worried because this person's going to leave with a lot of debt and they may not know what they're going to do with it. And the conversation her and I had is that there has been, and we both work in academia, so, like, we find a lot of value in it. However, the value of academia and the value of a 4-year education should never take away from the extreme value that trades and vocations have. Mm, like, mm-hmm. and it's been so incredibly devalued, mm-hmm. stupidly. And I feel like, especially when we were growing up, the big thing is like, oh, well, you don't want to be the garbage man. It's like, why? They have a livable
and
wage.
I've never seen a garbage man not smiling and waving at me.
They make a livable wage and they do an extremely important job that all need. Like, I feel like the big thing is that you're like, well, you need to go to college so you can get a good job. And you're like, what good job do you think yeah. is available well,
the,
right
know, the
now?
The generation
like,
of doctors, lawyers, blah, you know, accountants. Yeah. And all, yeah.
I think it's important to definitely, I want to say go to college because it's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, sometimes the opportunity to stumble mm-hmm. Is taken away, mm-hmm. right? So whether that's going to school initially and then realizing that this is not for that individual versus being pressed to mm-hmm. going or not doing, or rather, let me flip that, not doing anything at all,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, also becomes a detriment.
I'm an advocate for move away. So yeah. like, that's my solution of like, okay, maybe you're not sure. Go to a community college. California community colleges are phenomenal.
Yes, they are.
They're phenomenal mm-hmm. places to get an
Las
education.
Las Positas, number two in the
Las
America.
Las Positas right is here. So good. Yeah. My professors and I talk about community colleges all the time. Like, they're so unbelievably important. I moved away and went to a different community college mm-hmm. from where, and like, my solution is always like, I get what you're saying. Move away, go get some life experience and find something else. Find something about yourself that you won't even know is there until you force yourself to try something new.
And I think what we're getting into is like college may not be for everybody. University teachers, but it's important to seek higher education. Right. And I'd say you graduated university, yeah?
Yes.
What's the thing you think about the most? Your biggest takeaway? Because I think about mine often. And it wasn't anything I learned in a classroom. But, like, do you think about, like, man, if I could do college again, maybe even if it wasn't for me, what were the couple of bullet points that stuck with you that would make you go back to college?
You're going to laugh at this, but you might find it insightful. But it's what I said earlier regarding just business. Mm-hmm. Fail fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can probably count on my hand, my right hand, the amount of schools I went to because of trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, not the suggested approach to go to school. But at the same time, what it left with me, it's your question, I can make it work. And I know I can do it. And maybe that's New York in me where, like, there's nothing you can put me in that I can't figure out, that I can't surpass.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, if I'm stuck, which I was many times because it was either influenced by just the freedom of being in school and not being told what to do, or hey, she looks great, let me follow that, or hey, let's try this because that's everyone's doing this one thing, and you know, never really being focused, but then realizing quickly, like, that's not going to lead to point X where I want to go. So failing fast is something that carried along with me because I was always able to pick up where I wanted to pick up to again, try something new. So just the overall experience is what I took with this. So it's nothing like really specific. But
that's pretty specific. And it's an important point. And I think it kind of tailors, not that you knew at the time, but like that, I think that advocates Savannah's point as far as community college, as far as seeking higher education. Community college is a great, inexpensive place to fail.
Our community colleges, specifically here in California, because that's all I can speak to, are absolutely phenomenal.
They are.
They're so good here. And I don't think people appreciate how good they are because they can branch you into so many different places. You know, when I graduate my master's, I hope that I can go and teach at the community college level because I believe in it that much. I got success there. And if it wasn't for my community college like experience, like I wouldn't be graduating in 3 weeks, right? Like.
Yeah. Oh, you graduate in 3 weeks?
I graduated my undergrad in 3 weeks, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. 31.
Right on.
Let's 10 go. Plus years, folks.
That's all right. You fucking master's before 35. Let's go. Good.
Sorry.
No,
just want to also just back it up, to back you guys up. Yeah, I got I went to community college. I got my associates at Kingsborough Community College in Brooklyn.
Kingsborough.
Shout it out. Right? And so, and then, again, bounced around after that because that was quick because, again, it was a place where you can figure out, I want to take X, Y, and Z, get in and get out. And then because there's so many online schools and because the availability is there, when I was with Genentech, you were with them X amount of time, they paid for my bachelor's.
Love that.
So I was able to complete that there.
I love when companies do that.
I think we'll see more of that.
Do
you have a takeaway yet? I mean, you're still in it.
To my undergrad education?
Yeah.
I have a lot of takeaways.
Yeah.
I think I have a very interesting experience because I am around 10 years older than a lot of my peers. And you know what? It's been really, I actually like that I did that. Mm-hmm. It's been unorthodox. I go about things in really funny orders. That's always been me. But I have such an appreciation for, I have a deeper appreciation for my education than what I could say from some of my younger peers because I have experienced so much life in between, you know, when I was early 20s to now. And I have a sense of urgency and go-getterness that I got from getting work experience. Like, I wouldn't change anything about how I went about it. Mm-hmm. I did community college. I'm an antsy person. So I was like, I want to work and I want to make money. And I went and got these really, like, I went and got these jobs that, for better or worse, I gained so much from them. Mm-hmm. And going back to school, there's so many times where I'm often like, I know this because I worked, because I had a job. Like, I came in with so many skills. So now that I'm about to graduate, I feel even more confident to go into the workforce than I would have if I had graduated when everybody else did at 21. Well, yeah,
this is the seasoned 30-year-old graduate instead of the, snotty 23-year-old.
Well, and like a lot of them are just like kind of lost and they're trying to figure out what they're doing. And also I enjoy it because I like to help people.
Yeah.
And I've been able to give so much information to some of these younger peers and that fucking makes me feel great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy when somebody walks away from me and they're like, wow, thank you so much. Like I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have known where to look. Like that makes me, the fact that I could take my life experience and make somebody else's time maybe a little bit faster, a little bit easier. Like I love that. I'm happy that I did this. I have a deeper appreciation.
Learning resonates more too as you teach it. So like you digest it and you give it back. So like it only helps you at the end of the day as well.
Absolutely. So. And same thing for life experience too. Yeah. Like when I have to look back on my life experience to give advice to some of these other students. Mm-hmm. And again, an appreciation, my ability to absorb information and have a more open mind. I'm thankful for higher education in the extent that I'm a less ignorant person, which thank God, because I was a dumbass. Yeah. Like, so ignorant, so stupid, like at 18 and 21, just like so dumb. And,
I
at least can know that I don't know anything right now either, but at least I know I don't know anything, opposed to like you're saying that snotty attitude of like when you're 21 you think you know everything and you don't know shit.
Mrs. Parker. Cool, sit down, there's 13 of you today.
So I guess appreciation is what I take away.
What the experience, and I'm kind of summarizing, and it's not gonna be perfect, but I think experience has showed you, you know, before diving in, is that like at least what I'm hearing is, you know, college and everything in life that you do, but college and particularly higher education has so many microcosms of life that you were able to experience outside of it first, which allowed you to navigate through those things more confidently, more intentionally, more thoughtfully while you're in it. Because at 21, at 20, I did community college young. I'm glad I did it first. And then I went to the 4-year.
Yeah.
And I was maybe a year older, but I was a year. I won't say
it makes
a year.
A difference.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
And it made sense, but I was a little restless because,
of course,
and I was following sports too.
Yeah.
And I wish, you know, we all wish. I wish I would have scratched football and just leaned in, because I ended up by the grace of the universe. Me and Jesus are still trying to figure it out. I landed at a great place, and that's just like I landed at a great place relative to what I do. And like if I could go back to college again, it wouldn't be for sports. I tell you that much. Mm-hmm. I would have gave it up after community college. Shout out College San Mateo, the Bulldogs, best school I've ever went to in my life. Community college in California rocks. But I went out to University of Wisconsin in the middle of nowhere, a beige guy in a small town full of
not beige people.
Right. So that was a culture shock. The California kid got a culture shock, and it not so much the other way around. Well, you know, I'm just, you know, same. But really, it was the access to tools, the access to my professors were amazing. I got lucky with that. And really, the job fair at the end of my 3.5 years there, I would have done it all over again for those few things. Obviously, I wish I would have taken more trips. Scratch football. Let's go to fucking Italy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
You know, that stuff. But hey, we might go to Italy.
Not too late.
It's not too, you damn right.
It's not too late.
Yeah.
That's how I feel all the time.
But it was a combination of taking advantage of the tools, and the job fair at the end, that set the tone for everything that else has come, you know, that's come after. So like, I get, you know, to bring it back to what started this is like, I think, you know, vocational school, skills, seek higher education, but don't rush into it. And I just, you know, advocating for vocational schools or community colleges, like put yourself in places, especially at a young age, where you can fail fast with less risk.
Also, that's going to be challenging. Don't stay home. If I can give a piece of advice, try to figure out something where you can put yourself in a situation that's going to be uncomfortable. Have a good plan.
Yeah.
And if that means like maybe community college, like here at your home, and then you like transfer somewhere else, if that's what you figure out. But like, I think an important part of growing as a person is to remove yourself from your comfort zone.
Yeah. And burn the ships, baby.
Yeah. And to, I mean, like, shout out to Cuesta Community College down in San Luis Obispo. Fantastic. I would have never met Nicole if I didn't move there. Shout out to my friend Sam, who convinced me to move there. Las Positas College, I finished up my like last few classes that I needed before I transferred. Shout out to LASPO, a fantastic community college. I drove by MJC, Modesto Junior College. And again, if you're into agriculture, that's a damn place, let me tell you. I was like, so. I've gone into that building multiple times. So I was like, tell me why the old campus is so shitty, but the brand new ag campus is so top-notch.
It's so legit.
It's top-notch.
Well, Janae, let's round this back to you. So, I mean, we're talking college, we're talking experience. And you're young in this independent business game, but you know, in June, you know, whatever, you know, what do you wish you would have known a year ago? And, you know, what's a few experiential tips, sentiments that you know, that resonate that you think, like, I guess that kind of falls in with like what you wish you knew for the person who is about to quit their tech job. Cause that's the origin story for a lot of people in the Bay. You know, you make some good money in tech. I'm getting ready to quit it. Cause I want to do the thing that makes me happy.
I guess, well, because you threw that extra bit in there about if I'm in tech and I want to do my own thing, know that there is enough flexibility to do both.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that comes down to prioritization, right? The one thing that I wish that I knew was the fact that I could have done it before, right? And I didn't do it just out of the fear of failing, right? And I think that it may fall in line with a lot of folks. But I think the other thing is not everyone has a support system, but just know that there is a support system for everyone. And that may come in the form of family. If you've got a crappy family, then it might come in the form of like city support, like I was mentioning earlier.
Yeah, I was about to say, let me riddle them off. Because they're like, if you, like, this is actually a good segment. I want you to finish, but like, there is a support system for you, whether it's your family, whether it's a city,
or it's just forums. Like, it's funny when people say like, hey, you know, should I go to college? And I'm like, well, there's so much that you can learn from online.
Yeah. Right.
So and I'll segue that from online forums, you know, how to do's, right? And so just to take advantage of all these elements that are available to you. So all these things are support mechanisms. You just have to see it as support and not as help. Because, you know, a lot of folks perceive help as a form of weakness, right? It's like, I don't want to ask. But, dude, that's support. And so, again, two similar words, completely different definitions.
Yep.
You know, and so that would be the one thing that I say that I would that I wish that I took into consideration before, because they're there. Like, and there's countless ideas. I patented a product that I created. A few years ago, Miss Stalker. I'm pretty sure
Savannah knew already.
Yeah, she already knew.
She's got a patent print right here under this piece.
That's right. She goes, by the way,
I'm happy you brought that up.
That's right. And I put a lot of effort toward it, but it didn't. But what I realized is that for certain endeavors, you have to stop with the 50-50 game. 50% here, 50% here.
At some point, you have to make the leap.
Correct. And that's something that I didn't do. And so this product required more money, right? And it required like a lot of investment in regards to just getting that money in from those big structures, right? And I wanted to do it, but I wasn't lazy. I just didn't want to put 100% into it.
Yeah.
And
scary.
So it's scary. So I think, again, that would be the one thing.
I feel like there's like elements of that, you know, 10X is easier than 2X. And I'll say relative to the effort. If you're going to do something, fail fast and do it all the way. Because you will waste more time and money trying.
Half-assing. Yeah.
50%.
100%.
It's so true.
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Literally.
You heard it here first.
I love what you're saying about support too, because I think support can come in so many different ways. We really like Livermore because we feel like Livermore as a community, as a city, and the infrastructure that provides is so supportive of entrepreneurs and people who dream.
The most powerful, our tribe here. They will lift.
I have my found family because of this place. This is why we're really big fans of Livermore.
Yeah.
Because like you're saying, I mean, some of these people that I see my peers, like you said, not everybody has like a support system like at home. So then it can maybe feel like there isn't one out there. But I love what you're saying of like there is one. Yeah. You just got to try and find it.
Yeah, there are tons.
And I tell you, one of the, I won't let it stop me, but it's something I think about. And it's just like, you know, the question is like, what's the scariest thing? And one of the, like, I couldn't imagine, for a lot of reasons, because I've been doing this for the past 8 years here. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. But like, I couldn't imagine doing what I'm doing anywhere else in Livermore. I've lived in a few places in California. I've spent time in San Francisco. I've had the opportunity to work in Sonoma and Napa for a couple of years. Been drug all up and down the East Bay with my family and whatnot. And places have felt good. But like, as far as finding a community that you can lean into, tools, people, Advanced Creative Studio over here at the Vassar Road Makers District. These guys, we're not bashful about it. These guys take way too good, but they take so care of us way too us, well.
Yeah. That's great.
And you throw in a corner slice pizza and an English muffin and like, we're killing it. But like, I couldn't imagine doing this anywhere else. That scares me the most. And not so much that like growing out of Livermore into new markets, but like, I couldn't imagine doing this. It would be a different version anywhere. Because these communities, these little towns, these little tribes are tougher and tougher to find, especially in California when you're just, every city's 50 shades of beige. And people generally try and just like, California's too fast. It's too expensive. I'm gonna take care of my own. And I don't always have the time to think outside or even ask you, hey, you need a hand? Like,
that's right.
Not everybody, even that. And this town does it. This town does it. So open a business here, guys. Think about it. Come see us.
Yeah.
Muffin Lab, coming to a studio near you.
If you see us out on the streets, let us know what your business is and tell us to support you.
Know,
we'll
man.
Do it.
We want to know.
Janae did it. And I was like, all right, I'll be there.
Yeah.
It's ask for the sale.
There is, it's an unbelievable thing. There are more people in the world that want to help you than not.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear like, oh, you see all the assholes on TV and on the internet because they're just social media and it's there in your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's maybe 10% of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The other 90% are just kind of like waiting in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, hey, you might need something. Hey, I may know something.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not help you directly at that point, but 9 times out of 10, there's someone there.
Oh man, the number of times, especially these days as I transition, I'm where you're at a year ago, you know, June.
Mm-hmm.
But like the number of people that I'm so happy, not that like I'm a kind person, I'm going to smile at you at the very least, but like the number of people that I'm happy I not that I gave them, I didn't give them shit. I chose to spend another 5-10 minutes with them having a conversation or even just listening. That are coming back around full circle now relative to like, let me get 10 minutes of your time.
Mm-hmm.
You can take care of people. Slow down when you can. And I think, you know, the tribe is making money. That's the goal. We're going to get there. But if I didn't have the products and the people to start, I wouldn't be able to get to the next level. Cause I don't know. I feel like you're building the sails before you build the bottom of the boat, in my opinion. So I'm getting taken there. This is fun, man. It's a powerful conversation.
Absolutely. Can I add in one last,
one
last thing or one thing?
Yeah, it's yours.
Think, as many things as you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, absolutely. One key thing that I think a lot of companies or a lot of businesses, they don't fail at. They just don't know about it because this one thing has gone to the wayside. That's customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you'll find, hypothetically, hey, I ordered this thing. I only got this thing, you know, where's the above and beyond from X, from X company to fix X thing.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's too bad, so sad, or they just don't get the attention that your product deserves, you know, from the
Or they're mad because you asked them.
That's
or
right.
That's
right. And so I think like, you know, customer service has gone to the wayside or it's just non-existent because that face-to-face is no longer there. People don't know how to communicate that way, you know, as much or as often.
Mm-hmm.
So to you, to what you're saying, to your product, which I have to gleam.
Hey, man, these are yours to take home with you.
What?
Next. Yeah.
What we got over here?
We'll do that after. We're talking about you. I'll do my call to action towards the end.
Fair enough. I just know that it's hugely important.
Mm-hmm.
Quick example. I won't spend too much time on it. At the farmer's market, a customer comes by, asks for one thing. My kids were packing things up. They may have forgotten X thing. I'm like, that's cool. She tried to reach out to me multiple ways. She finally texted me, said, hey, I didn't get this. She's a little irate. Don't worry about it. I got you. I'm taking care of you. said, what do you mean? I visited her. I did a delivery for her, dropped off her items. Here's the benefits. One, she got to see me again.
Mm-hmm.
Two, she got to receive a fresh product that mm-hmm. she was not able to get at the farmer's market because mm-hmm. it's at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Right. And she got to experience it right in front of me. And then she provided feedback on those things immediately mm-hmm. and immediately reposted because her entire dynamic had changed because of her.
Because she felt like she was taken care of. That's right. The difference.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We're only ever mad when we feel like people don't give a shit about us. Yeah. That's just the fact of the matter. If mm-hmm. you ever have a customer who's like really upset, it's because they feel like you don't give a shit. Sometimes yeah. it's going to be unreasonable stuff. It's mm-hmm. going to be really unreasonable. Sometimes it's ideological stuff that you can't handle. But by and large, it's going to be something that's fixable, like you're saying.
Yeah, we said same, but different. We've said, you know, I think to put that in short is like most people don't need to be agreed with. They just want to be heard.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they may not have anything to do with you at all.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to be heard.
And they just want to be heard. So so we're getting towards landing the plane. We got two things left for you. We kind of got to it in the beginning, but like, goat breakfast sandwich. I know you're the muffin man, but like, what's your goat breakfast sandwich? Whether it's yours or the one when you're 13 years old at back in New York, on the bagel with the grease. Which one is it?
I can tell you the one that got me really overweight when I was a lot younger, and I can tell you my favorite. So the one that got me overweight was your breakfast bagel with egg and cheese, and they would have those delicious Evergood sausages that were slightly spicy.
That's the one.
Right? And then you would get like your cup of coffee and have it way too sweet because it's so good. And you're like, all right, let's go. That's the day. And you go to work happy and fat. Right? The one that.
All I want in life is go to work happy and fat.
Right.
Losing weight and then eventually getting it back. The one that I stand on is I'm super simple.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yes, English. My English muffins from Muffin Lab are the way to go. The simple and fluffy would be the base because it's just simple. So if you're looking for something simple, it would be a fluffy egg, steam, mm-hmm. preferably from me, green onions.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And green onions, and again, because I'm trying to do healthy these days, and because it's amazing. Salmon, but not the salmon.
Yum.
Not the salmon you just pan fry. This is either like sous vide type salmon so that it's like butter and it just falls apart because again, you want your whole experience to be just delicate because we're delicate, even though we don't like to say we are, you know, and
I'm super delicate.
That's right.
we won't.
That's right. I want that
all the time.
That's right. And so I think those two elements, you get salmon, green onions, fluffy egg, your soul, a little salt and pepper, and you're golden. Nice, crusty, good. English muffin.
I'm free that day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm free that day.
So that would be my go-to.
You had me on the sausage. I'm between, I mean, the same build, English muffin, fucking hard orange cheddar, a fluffy egg. And I love the sausage, but like, if it wasn't the sausage, I like that thick cut. Like half, you know.
The bacon?
No, the ham that's cut.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The ham that's cut like that.
Yeah.
And it's like this thick. Yeah. And, and you got the little English muffin here. And that's the hold right there, guys. You heard it here first. Everyone's got it. Is that your hold? How do you hold it? That's my hold right there. That's all I need.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like a C.
I don't even know. Yeah. I think I.
Yep. And it goes down. And good thing you ordered a second one. Because the little greasy suckers is nice. But not these ones. These ones are fluffy and puffy and everything nice. So that is the final question is yours. And it is, you know, it's what we call the moment of gratitude, which is it's yours, whatever that means to you. I don't even have to define it. But the moment of gratitude is yours, kind of that last word before we bullshit and get on out of here. But where are you at?
Moment of gratitude, what I'm grateful for, I'm assuming you're inquiring about. Mm-hmm. Man, it's going to sound mushy.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for just people like yourselves that are just willing to give a platform to those that have amazing products or they just have products that are just birthing or just a voice that extends further than where we are currently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for the connective tissue that, you know, that we all kind of blend around. And I'll segue that to something that happened this week has to do with my wife. but she's always my medium for some reason. So she got her nails done. She says, "Hey, go to this cafe. I mean, sorry, go to this this shop, this pastry shop. It's called oh my God, they're gonna kill me. oh my God, let me look it up really quickly. That's butter and crumble.
Oh, butter and crumble. Okay,
yeah.
And okay. I like those are buzzwords.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Those are buzzwords.
Yes. And she says, go there and let me know if you can get anything. Now, the problem with that is that they're always sold out.
Good problem to have.
Right. So they're open like for an hour and it feels like they're sold out. So I get there and I turns out they didn't turn the proofer on that day.
Oh, no.
Right. And so it's like, oh, crap. And they have 18 minutes just to chat. Nothing happening. I'm like, well, this is a great opportunity. Hey, who owns the shop? Got to meet the owner. She's amazing. Her name is Sophia. And we got to discuss about the pains and aches of mm-hmm. building something amazing. Mm-hmm. So again, I talk about that connective tissue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, it was just, well, she's of course equally interested. What is it you do? And yeah. I'm like, well, here's some photos. Oh my God. So today I brought them some English muffins just mm-hmm. because, you know, I'm in a nature, I'm a sharing guy. I'm mm-hmm. like, hey, I want you to see what I'm putting on the table, what I'm creating. And they in turn, I didn't even think they were going to do it, but they posted it and they've got a huge following. And I'm like, this is awesome. Well, mm-hmm. thank you. And so I haven't had a chance to dive back into the Instagram to do anything. I've just kind of been on the road. But again, that connective tissue mm-hmm. Within shared minds and shared ideals is amazing. So again, I appreciate you guys.
Heck yeah. Well, we're happy to have you. I'm glad Savannah ran into you over at Corner Slice.
Yeah.
Who was Connective tissue.
It was.
And that's why we do this. It's the world. Yeah.
Do you have gratitude, Jeremy?
Yeah, I've got gratitude all the time. Today, actually, and we didn't get to it. But today, gratitude and all the time, but particularly for my partner. You know, I and my wife, Erica. I left Darcy Kent recently. I'm all in on the business, burn the ships. I'm working over at Wing in a place I love with my spices as well. So accomplishing a lot there, but none of that happens without her support, her belief, and her backing. I say burn the ships, but she'll always be the castle. Mm-hmm. So, and without that, I don't get to continue to dig into this and continue to do things I love. She believes in it that much. She can't wait to see what it gets to. So, that's who I'm particularly grateful for today.
Right on.
Yeah, always great. Two things, Nakoa, obviously. Because he's so supportive, and if it isn't for him, I don't get to do the things that he believes in me about, that he wants me to do. And so thank God for his support and, mm-hmm. you know, came out. He was working yesterday when he took me out to see my grandma in the hospital, and he was there with me and he was working when he can. And
he just wanted her to squeeze his butt.
Yeah, probably. So I'm thankful for him because he allows me to do the things I want to do. And I'm really thankful for people who have made me feel included and who have supported me in that way. Specifically, my professor, Sarah Borjas, shout out to her. She always makes sure that I also get to be Latina, and that's really important to me. And mm-hmm. I love her for that. And she supported my writing, and she's a homie forever. Mm-hmm. I love her. Shout out to Sarah. I don't know. I'll have to send this to you now so you can listen to
it. Yeah, man. Get her your shout out. Give her your flowers. So that concludes another episode of Through the Grapevine. Janae, we are happy that you were able to join us. Before we cut out, tell us where we can support you. Tell us where to find you. Where how do I get it delivered this weekend?
Absolutely. Get it delivered this weekend, any weekend, any day. You can head to Instagram, MuffinLab23, or you can find me online, MuffinLab23.com. You can DM me within Instagram. I'm usually an immediate reply, and I'm going to do this as well. If you want to text me, because I'm an easy guy.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah, man, leave him with the text.
Well, you know, the number is everywhere, so it's really nothing to hide.
Yeah.
650-296-3776. Only call if you want an order.
There it is. 8774.
That's right.
So here we go, man. It's only getting better. We appreciate you always listening. Give us a subscribe. Do it. Leave us a review. Check out my website, www.jtminthekitchen.com. The spices, it is the year. Chili oil is about to take over.
So good.
Momofuku ain't going to scare me off. otherwise, I think I'll leave it at that, y'all. And remember to, what do we say?
We always say, drink local, eat local, live local.
There it is. We're out.